government is pursuing a $97 million initiative that will ensure an efficient and effective national machinery. The initiative, known as E-Transform Project, will change the immigration, health, cabinet, justice and parliamentary systems and how they work. Deputy Minister of Communications, Ato Sapong, who announced this at the Meet the Press series in Accra, said the launch and inauguration of the National Data Commission and Board will be next Tuesday. Joyce Jiche reports.
Deputy Minister of Communication, Ato Sapong, spoke about data gathering through technology, saying this, when not well handled, can obstruct peace. Therefore, the importance of Data Protection Commission is to protect individuals to ensure the stability of the country. Mr. Sapong spoke about government's mandate in protecting data of citizens.
We are mandated to protect and promote the interests and privacy of our people. Privacy indeed fortifies our human dignity and guarantees other key rights such as freedom of association and freedom of speech. The question is, do we know where the information that and the data that we exchange daily on the various social networks, various interactions with organizations, etc., do you know where that information goes? Are we privy to who has access to that information? Do you know what our information is being used for? It is therefore in this light that the Ministry of Communication has been particularly instrumental in the passage of key regulations and laws to improve competition, transparency and responsible conduct in the ICT sector.
The National Data Commission will be launched on the 18th of this month. The commission aims, among others, at investigating complaints under the Act and determining them on the basis of an investigation in a manner the commission considers fair. The acting executive director of the commission, Teki Akwete, said telecommunication networks should be the first to contact when one receives threatening messages. She said, though there is no representative from the national security apparatus, the commission is in contact with them.
We speak to all government agencies. Gone were the days where we should be afraid of how much information national security collects. You would find out that the amount of information that people outside the security sphere collect, these include individuals, it may be software companies building applications for mobile phones and computers. It's probably a lot more than national security may ever have. And national security concerns can be subject to law, but most of these people are actually operating from the bedroom. So that may have been the reason why the framers did not actually put national security in place.
The board of the commission has a retired Supreme Court judge, Justice Samuel Dateba, as chairman. Other members include the government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyako, Director General of the National Yam TV, and representative of SHRAD, Joseph Wethau.